talk about the Heart of West Michigan United Way. I'm honored to do that on a monthly basis. A big month for my next guest, an exciting time for the Heart of West Michigan United Way. We're going to ask why. Executive Director, President, CEO, all the titles we'll give you. Michelle Van Dyke, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you, Caitlin. Gavalik, appreciate you on behalf of your title as well. Volunteer Center Manager, big role you have as well. Michelle, what's happening next week?
Next Friday, September 16th, we are celebrating two very important events for the Heart of West Michigan United Way. This is the day of our annual Day of Caring, and we're also kicking off our 2016 fundraising campaign. And so this is really, for us, the start of our year.
So we take apart both of these. Caitlin, what is Day of Caring and what is special this year?
Well, Day of Caring is the largest corporate volunteering day in West Michigan and has been sponsored by Heart of West Michigan United Way for two decades now. We're going to be bringing together over 1,400 volunteers from 27 companies on over 90 projects across the community. It's especially special this year because we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. So for 20 years, our corporate partners have generously allowed their employees to go out of the workplace and out into the community to support Kent County. So we want to thank our agencies as well for hosting those projects. We know it takes a lot of resources to organize them.
And just like you say, it's a partner. I mean, your day job is a partnership, and here on another important partnership with employers for this Day of Caring. Talk about the kind of impact Day of Caring has on the community. Expand here, Caitlin.
Yeah, well, the impact is both immediate and long-term. The immediate impact is obviously all the manpower and hands on our local nonprofits. They're doing things like landscaping, painting, giving mock interviews, installing smoke alarms, making water filters, and a bunch else. Long term, it's going to provide these employees the opportunity to give back through service while exposing them to the needs of the community and our agencies. So over the years, we've seen volunteers who volunteer on Day of Caring, but then they decide to commit long-term to an ongoing opportunity like our Schools of Hope program or being a council member reviewing funding proposals for the United Way.
So for the nonprofit organizations, large groups, small groups can be involved here?
Yes, big and small. We see groups as small as two and up to 50 people involved.
So let's start a few action items. How can the public get involved? We're less than a week away, or we are a week away.
Yep. So this year's, because of our 20th anniversary, we wanted to have a project open to the public. So the Equest Center for Therapeutic Riding in Rockford was kind enough to open up their beautiful property. So volunteers will need to help do yard work, help keep up the barns and grounds. They have over 30 horses, so there's a ton to do. And it's open to kids as young as 14 who come alone, or if you're 10 or over, you can come with a parent. Registration is required, so we just ask if you go to our website at hwmuw.org. There's lots of information there for you as well.
It's good to hang out with the horses.
Yes. Mini horses, too. Really cute.
Nuzzle their nose. Oh, mini horses?
Yes.
Oh. Let's ask you how to register. There would be a website for the volunteers?
Yes. So we have a page on Eventbrite, but if you go to our website, hwmuw.org.
Next Friday, lots of energy in the air. Michelle, let's talk about the kickoff of your campaign season, which is September 16th. What's that mean?
Every year, United Way partners with more than 450 companies in West Michigan to raise funds that support nonprofits that are working for the good of our community. More than 80% of that total raised comes from these workplace campaigns, and most of these campaigns happen through September to November primarily, and September 16th is the big kickoff day.
I know Grand Valley State University very involved, and others as well. So let's do some measurements. What happens to the funds raised during the campaign?
Yeah, last year we were able to invest close to $9 million to support people in our community. These funds allow us to make these significant investments in local nonprofit agencies. The money that we raise in Kent County stays in Kent County, and that's important for people to know. United Way always has played a unique role role in connecting these community resources, these dollars, the time and talent that Caitlin talked about, to the most pressing needs of the community. And United Way understands what those needs are and watches and monitors those as they change. And then we partner with local nonprofit agencies, companies, donors, volunteers, and throughout numerous collaborations to make sure that we're meeting those needs.
The Community Investment Fund, you want to expand here?
Yeah, that's a powerful tool. It allows donors to make an impact with a single donation on many people's lives and toward many issues. So if we think about the United Way as collecting those dollars, the dollars of the individuals, to create a fund that helps so many people throughout our community. And we're using those to support initiatives that reduce poverty and reduce social inequities.
It's a key component. Community-wide issues supported by the 2016-2017 Community Investment Fund grants. Can I ask you for a couple of examples?
You bet. We fund issues such as housing, helping people to get and keep affordable housing and increasing access to assistance for those who are experiencing homelessness. We also fund food security, making sure that people get essential nutritious meals and have greater food stability. We fund education for all children, making sure that our youth have the opportunities that they need in school. We support violence prevention, workforce development, family supports, all of those things that are so critical to the success of individuals and families in our community.
And we can safely be reminded that any amount of our dollars helps toward your goal.
Absolutely.
As part of
yes.
the campaign.
Everything stays right here in Kent County and is helping the people right here in the county. And it could be our neighbors, could be the children that our children are playing with on the playground. They're in need of assistance.
And all of this, I know, again, back to the website. You have a very thorough website. I think you list your agency partners so that there can be some measurements there and our interest.
And they'll see outcomes on the website as well. So if you're interested in the work that we're doing and where your dollars go, it's all there at our website.
Excellent. So back full circle, Day of Caring is on Friday. So, again, make sure that somehow we are involved, Caitlin.
Yes, please come out to the Equest Center.
Yes, and others. Yes, and, come up with your own. The largest corporate volunteering day in West Michigan.
Yes, that's right.
How cool is that? 1,400 individuals, 25 local companies. Let's see if we can even double that. All right, good enough?
Thank you.
Go start your day, and I have a feeling we'll be needing to walk by your good facilities for art prize opportunities, too.
Correct? Absolutely.
Got that
yes.
out there in the corner. Caitlin, again, how do we find out more information, please?
Visit hwmuw.org.
All right. Ladies, thank you very much. On behalf of the Heart of West Michigan United Way and our monthly conversation, go get them.
Thanks.